RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
McVay, Shanahan, like there's something, like that, there's something to that.
There is, but there's also like, all right, if you're going to be Super Bowl contenders, like we were talking about, then the Rams need to win this game. Like it's, like I said, it's the Thursday night aspect too. Maybe if it's a Sunday game, it's a short week. The Niners are still banged up.
That's fair. You're Thursday at home, like that's your game. This is absolutely your game.
Yeah, you need to have this one.
Yeah, I'm with you in that regard. I'm with you.
Does it say anything to you guys though if the Niners win?
They got heart.
Yeah, they're tough. I think no matter how the game plays out, unless it's something like insane, like 3-4 interceptions and they still find a way to win, which I can't imagine again on a Thursday night on the road, but the 49ers win. I'm like, yeah, Mac Jones is he's a very viable quarterback for San Francisco. Like he's, The 49ers, perhaps for the first time, we just read that Kyle Shanahan stat a second ago, perhaps for the first time in Kyle Shanahan's existence as the 49ers head coach, not counting Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, their backup quarterback position might be in a prime spot.
Yeah.
Forgetting that Jimmy Garoppolo was the backup quarterback to Trey Lance and Brock Purdy was the backup to Jimmy Garoppolo. Never mind. Oh, you know what I mean. Yeah. Because it was Jimmy that came in and everyone was like, it's fine, whatever. Then it was Brock that came.
This is
like,
probably how it should have been the whole way.
Well, there's no evidence to say that that's wrong.
And they did go what, like 4-1 or 5-2. They were. Mm-hmm.
It was a great football team.
Yeah,
that was a great football team. Right. And if the Rams, I'll start to think, because what I was going to say before you gave option number three is you can run this back if you want to a week from tomorrow. Regardless of what happens tonight, I'm looking at that Tampa Bay game pretty closely. I think, you know, regardless of what happens this week, I think Tampa Bay is a good football team. It's a road game. It's going to be tough. You know, I'm not sure who's going to be available for that. That'll start. I might start having some takeaways after that game. That's week six. You've got the mini bye here. You probably have at least two bodies coming back. Mm-hmm. You could potentially have George Kittle coming back. Mm-hmm. Like there's and this is all, you know, what ifs, and we could deal with the actualities next week. One strong takeaway I might have if the 49ers do win tonight's game is, and maybe they're not there yet. The Rams were a significantly better football team last year than I expected. But maybe the 49ers are, in fact, on that Rams path, where it felt like the Rams went all in, F them picks, let's go get our Super Bowl. And they did it. They went and got that Super Bowl. And even though it was F them picks, that time kind of came and went. They got picks, and they hit on the draft. They've hit on everything they've essentially hit on everything they've done. But the 49ers might have too. And so they're not as far along as Los Angeles is in their process. But they get this game, set themselves up for guys coming back. They win this game tonight. Guys start to come back. That Tampa Bay game looks like the whole everything overseeing the San Francisco 49ers looks completely different going into the Tampa Bay game if they're still sitting at that one Jacksonville Jaguars loss next Sunday. But I might start to think that hey, this This group is getting older. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I was going to ask you, they did a hell of a job in the draft addressing that defense. It looks like they've got guys mm-hmm. that is going to be their defense of the present, but a potential top defense in the league. They're not far off that now in the future. Is the next step cleaning up that offensive line? Because you have buried Trent Williams for weeks. I got Joe Shasky at 95.7 demanding a refund for the Trent Williams contract. And it's like, okay, and, you know, I'm not going to – I'll leave that to you guys. He is 37 years old. It's about time. Mm-hmm. And you need to start – you need to start planning for that. Like, not having a suitable substitute, having a replacement, like a full-on replacement, the guy who takes Trent Williams' job. You have to start having that. And I wonder when you do that, when you draft such a key spot of your offensive line, is it wise to draft a couple of guys at your offensive line, especially if you need it? And it feels like the 49ers do. Is it wise to draft a couple of guys on your offensive line so they start playing together immediately?
So, yes, you're correct.
Thank you.
They need to start looking at that offensive line. The conundrum, though, is...
Damn conundrums.
The offensive line is kind of set. You have to replace Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll be drafting that guy. But Jake Brindle... The mm-hmm. center, I think they just gave a new contract to.
Mm-hmm.
Pooney's not going anywhere because he's been one of your bright spots. And they just gave a contract to McKivitz at the start of the season.
Mm.
So the one spot would be, well, Connor Colby is playing there right now, but it's been Barch is the starter. He got hurt in the New Orleans game. So, I mean, I don't know if you would draft another left guard. Unless you just got a guy that you said, no, I think he's better.
And
than
you
Barch.
Said Pooney's been the bright spot.
Who's been last year, and okay. He's been okay this year. I think their main issue on that offensive line has been the center spot. I don't like the way Jake Brindle,
which is Brindle.
Yeah, they seem to like Brindle, and maybe he's just gotten off to a slow start because he's been okay. Like he's played. To start this season, to me, he's played worse than I've seen him play in the past. He hasn't been a Pro Bowler before, but he's been better than this, mm-hmm. than what he's shown. So maybe it's something that he works through through the season. So I want to give him that type of grace. But even if I do or don't, like they signed him to a new deal.
Who was the left guard?
Right now it's Connor Colby. It was Ben Barch. I always want to say Birch.
Okay.
It's Ben Barch. He got hurt in the Saints game. And he's on, okay. I think he's on IR to be out for like four games.
Whatever
that list is.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can come back this season. But outside of drafting a left tackle, who I would think, I mean, you could stash somebody, but I would think if you're going first round left tackle, that's going to be a guy to start.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, Trent Williams retired at that point mm-hmm. and you're going that way. So, I think they do need to attack that offensive line, but a lot of these guys are locked
up.
But
you're really, so when you say attack that offensive line, are you really just talking about that one position?
That's what it feels like, because the other positions are locked up. Like I said, left guard. I'm not sure what they want to do there.
Okay.
But center is locked up. Pooney is your really
and
good.
And McKivitz
right guard.
Is good.
Yeah, McKivitz is good. Now, I can't remember. I can't remember the story on Pooney. Pooney moved to right guard.
Okay.
I can't remember where he was at before they drafted him. He might have been a center. I don't think he was tackle. But he moved to right guard, and it worked out. Like, he's really good at that spot.
Dominic Pooney.
I want to say he might have been a tackle, left or right tackle, and they moved him to right guard. But, you know... Maybe if it was left tackle, maybe you move him back to left tackle and you look to get a right guard. So I'm not sure what you do with that.
I obviously looked up in the stupidest possible way. So let me. I don't know how important
Kansas.
This is
for, I think he played.
He played left tackle at Kansas.
He played left tackle. So maybe that's where you slide him back to, and you go looking for a right guard. Which with a right guard at the guard positions, I think those are guys that you probably start looking at second, third, fourth round.
And for those that missed that, that's Trent's position.
Mm-hmm. Left tackle. Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. Maybe,
I don't,
maybe that's the way you look at it.
I don't feel, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably hanging on to the wrong storylines. They're missing so many people. If this game is decided by 21 points, three scores or whatever, like I get it. But I just keep hanging on the fact, like, it's Thursday night. The Rams don't want to play this game either. Like, even though the Rams are better, they don't want to play this game either. Sean McVay doesn't. Matt Stafford doesn't. You know, as much of a fight as it was for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday against Jacksonville, the Rams were in a fight, too, against the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah. That required a couple scores late. So they don't want to be here either. The big difference is it's in Los Angeles, which, you know, it probably doesn't mean anything in terms of crowd support. It sounds like that's going to lean the 49ers' way, as
be
it generally
pumping
does.
In noise.
And maybe that'll be the case. But they do get the comforts of being at home, and that kind of is a big deal. I really like Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones can I think Mac Jones can win you football games.
I do too.
I mean, he has won you football games. He's won you two of them. Yeah. This is a tall task, though. We've looked at this game.
Tall task.
I think there was a lot of must-win sentiment with the Jacksonville Jaguars game, knowing that this game was here, knowing that Kittle wasn't going to be in this game and Ayuk wasn't going to be in this game. I don't think we knew that Brock, you know, the other top offensive weapons, I don't think we knew that they were going to be out at the time. But you talked about when you gave your prize picks lineup, the Christian McCaffrey aspect of this. And for a team that, you know, is worn down playing football, that might be your best bet, is Christian McCaffrey, and if you could get some semblance of a running game going. It's not like it can't happen. We just saw it happen with a significantly worse football team, no shade intended, in the Las Vegas Raiders. We were having nearly identical conversations about the Raiders run game and the San Francisco 49ers run game. Christian McCaffrey, are you worried? Like, is this an offensive line problem? He's a little older. Is he on the other side of third? Is this it? Is it done? On the Raiders side, that disastrous offensive line. Ashton Jeanty, should you have drafted him that high as a bust? Is the offense wrong? We were having similar conversations about the two, and they went out for, I think it was 240 on the ground. Jeanty had, I can't remember how many he had rushing, but I feel like he had 130, 140 total, but he had triple digits on the ground. Mm-hmm. It's not like it can't happen, right? And you are in a Thursday night situation where you might have to rely on the ground game a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if you can get Christian McCaffrey going, maybe you get Brian Robinson going a little bit. Maybe this can be your week to break out of that slump, so to speak, that you've had in the run game.
If the Niners are going to win this game today, they're going to have to play a perfect game. They'd have to play a perfect game. No turnovers. Execute on offense. Take advantage of every big play that comes your way. They're going to have to play a perfect game to win this game tonight.
The only reason I disagree with you is because I don't think the Rams are going to play perfect. But I understand your point. You're right. Like, don't. If nothing else, well, I'll use your line. If it's not perfect, it has to be clean. Mm-hmm. You can't give them extra possessions.
Yep.
And because Matt Stafford will absolutely make you pay for those, as we learned on Sunday, as we've learned for 15 years at this point.
Penalties need to be on point, too. You can't have a heavy penalty game.
Yeah, definitely cannot. Keep it clean, fellas. Keep it clean. We'll come back. Obviously, we'll talk a lot more about the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. We expect Trista Crick to be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Matt George is going to be with us in the final hour of the show. Let's talk Kings basketball for a few more minutes, specifically the Jonathan Kuminga signing with Golden State. Y'all think it's over? I don't. We'll explain why. Wendy Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll talk more about the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams kicking off week number 5, Thursday night football. As the show progresses, again, we expect Trista Crick to be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. I say expect because, well, I've watched the last 2 days, so hopefully she's all good. Matt George will be with us as well. He'll definitely be with us coming up in the final hour of the show. Kings are at practice right now. As soon as we have some sound to bring to you, it looks like I just saw James tweet something. It looks like they're doing some 5-on-5 today, so they're getting up again. Not necessarily the third practice. It is the third day of practice. As we know that Doug has at least had one two-a-day, and I think that was Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Not sure if he had one last night or not. Exciting that basketball is back. Excited that in 6 days we're going to – or actually 1 week from today, we're going to get to talk about a basketball game. They play next Wednesday. So on Thursday when we get here, we're going to get to talk about watching the Sacramento Kings play basketball. Now, again, it's preseason basketball. Like, we'll see what Doug Christie's approach is to this, but it is Kings basketball, and I'll be very excited to see it and to talk about it. We'll get to see Nick Clifford, I'm sure. Maxime Reynaud. We'll get a little hint as to what rotations might look like and so on, particularly there in that first quarter. So that'll be a good look. You know, obviously the story all off season. Or at least certainly for a big part of it, was Jonathan Kuminga and the will he or won't he. Where will he play? Ultimately, the Warriors win again, and they get their guy, they get their trade ship, and have already, you know, whether intentionally or unintentionally, it seems to be made clear they're going to be looking to trade him. Make the call now. January 15th is the day. That is the first day he is eligible to be traded. And, of course, the trade deadline will be probably 3 weeks after that. So there'll be a window of about – of course, the conversations can happen now, but it'll be a window of about 3 weeks that I think there'll be questions about whether Jonathan Kuminga is going to get traded or not, which is odd. That's a very weird approach to me. While I understand, as James would say, the business of basketball, I understand the desire for a trade ship worth $20-something million. You're paying Jimmy Butler a substantial amount of money. And you're paying Draymond Green his $20 million. Steph deserves to make whatever Steph wants to make. Jimmy's the one, though, where it's like, we added Jimmy Butler. We gave Jimmy Butler a new contract, a very, very, very healthy one for the next couple of seasons. No matter what we think about the Golden State Warriors, this is a team attempting to win a championship. That is what they're not building for the future. They're not taking their foot. They're trying to win a championship. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand why you would invite this scenario into your locker room, especially since we're, what, a year, 2 years removed from Draymond Green treating us all like we're idiots and talking about the distraction that the previous season was that he created, but they managed to blame on Jordan Poole. And it's like, oh, and remember when things started well for the, this was last year because things started great for the Warriors last year. Mm. Oh, so glad all that's gone. Boy, the energy in this locker room sure has changed. All right. This is a very different situation than the Jordan Poole situation was. But it still feels like a distraction. And Steph can say, we expect this, we expect that. Like, you could say that all you want to. Your front office has made it pretty clear he's up for grabs, and they hope he's not on the roster come February. How could you have this type of distraction while you're trying to win an NBA championship? I don't understand.
I think
maybe that, I know nothing about team building.
No, right? I feel that the Warriors organization and the players, and rightfully so, I get it. You've won four championships. I feel like they believe they could deal with anything and win a championship. Nothing matters. Just get us. Just make sure we're healthy and we'll win a championship.
But didn't we learn that that's not possible?
They don't believe we did. They don't believe that.
Mm. And I'm not talking about the talent or their ability to play. I'm talking about they had a distraction. Mm-hmm. They had a very clear, distinct locker room problem. Mm-hmm. They didn't win nothing.
I agree. They got pushed to Game 7 by a Kings team and got ousted in that Lakers series rather easily. Six games, but
it was an easy six games. Not all six games are the same.
A non-gentleman sweep. They got two games.
Yeah.
That was more of a nasty boy sweep.
Why?
Well, because it's not a gentleman. It's nasty boy. Nasty boy sweep. Six-game sweep. Go ahead. Let's say that's what.
Can I tell you, like, just, you know, been your man for, you know, 5 years now. Like, I really am uncomfortable with the amount of times that you say nasty boy.
Oh, can I get in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Grab. No. Yeah, no, that's our man Oasis. It's a big deal. You're going to have to run that corner. DJ Oasis in the building. I don't know what Casey's doing, but I'm all for it because I love my man Oasis. I was thinking, you know, as this thing wound down here with, you know, on whatever day it was when the Jonathan Kuminga thing was announced, it was like, I don't think this story is behind us. Like, we might think that it is, but I very much don't.
I just wanted
to, I don't know if y'all have ever seen this man before. This is the DJ at Levi's Stadium.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to give a shout out for him. If y'all were out the game on Sunday, you saw my man DJ Oasis. On the ones and twos during halftime, man. Salute to you, big
guy. Thank you.
Now, what we really wanted to do is let's get Oasis a little bit closer. Golden One Center, if you're watching.
Come on, man.
This man right here needs to be inside.
Come on, man.
This is Mr. 916 right here. This man is everywhere. He is the DJ in this city, and there is zero reason for this man not to be playing inside the Golden One Center.
Straight up. Come on, man.
Mo, I know you listening. I don't know who hell, Scott might be listening. Hey, this is our guy right here.
DJ Oasis, man. You got to know. It's the dude out here. We call him Mr. 916 for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
this
now.
Is city.
Come on, man, DJ. I just want to say what's up.
Meanwhile, he's DJing in front of 70,000 people at Levi's Stadium.
He's right here in the backyard.
Stadium status.
Bro, God, you know, rest in peace to Soul Bloom, but this man was rocking Soul Bloom for years.
Straight up.
I heard that's why they shut it down. They were like, these acts can't follow DJ Oasis, so we just got
right
to shut this thing down.
Sounds right to me.
There's nothing nefarious. It was that.
Yeah. Nah, that was dope, man. Just want to say what's up to that, man.
Thank you.
My dog.
Appreciate you, brother. That's our man. Salute to DJ indeed.
Yes, indeed.
That's our man, DJ Oasis, right there. So I think even though Jonathan Kuminga has signed with the Warriors, this thing is far, far from over. And I think that was made clear in the Shams Charania tweet. It's been made clear in the reporting since then. The expectation is business is open January 15th, and the Warriors are going to find a way to make a move similar to what they did last year. That will, because I have no idea. I have no clue what position the Warriors are going to be in February. Mm-hmm. Absolutely none. And I don't think they do either, which is why I think they were so desperate to do this. Hmm. They want the league. Who knows what the league is going to look like in a couple of months? They need that move to basically ignite the same thing that they did last year.
Yeah, to at least have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have the money to have that move, it doesn't matter if Giannis becomes available. Like, you don't even have the piece to go get him, or Cat, or just throwing out names. And clearly, it's really interesting, because if you believe some of the reports from some of the people, like, even they're saying, yeah, we didn't do this because we want you on the team. We will find a trade partner to get you out of here. Like, we'll find out what we need to do to move on from you. And it's just bizarre to me.
It's just
bizarre.
It's if you're a team on the rise, all right, like, okay. Again, this is a team with one expectation and one only. Mm-hmm. It's winning a championship. Every year that Steph Curry is a Golden State Warrior and they don't win a championship, it's a lost year. Mm-hmm. It's the burden, if you will, if you can call it that, of winning. It's four championships, but it's the burden of winning a championship. When you win one, I'd argue the same is true for Giannis. Mm-hmm. Once you win that first one, and as long as you remain in that uniform, every year you don't win is a lost season.
Yeah.
Hell, the uniform might not even matter. Kevin Durant, same thing.
Example. LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron. Yeah, every year that those guys don't win championships, the season is lost. Maybe the same is true for Nikola Jokic as well. I feel like they just did a retool that's going to have them in a good spot for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But again, he's won a championship. Yeah. Well. Maybe.
For him when he rides into the sunset.
Maybe. He literally. That man, they're literally going to bring his horse out, and he's going to get on it, and he's going to ride into the sunset. And that's going to be how he retires. And no one's going to have to go, what does this mean? Everyone's going to know, oh, he's done.
He's out of here.
I was so happy when he was happy. It was the weirdest thing. When his horse won that race and he reacted the way he did, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's the one time I saw him react.
I was like, wow, this is great. Yeah. He really hates professional basketball.
Well, in 2 years, you'll see him. You'll see his happiness.
Well, good for him, man.
when it's over.
For Nikola Jokic, I want your happiness, brother. I want you to be happy.
Yeah, man. I'm just interested to see how this plays out, and interested to see, because the one thing that I think nobody really talks about, which I'm not sure why, is I think Kuminga could really help them. Like, help the Warriors. The team that old needs some of that young blood there and needs some of that athleticism. And while he may not play, you know, the start of the games and the end of the games the way he wants to all the time, I don't expect Jimmy Butler to play 82 games. I'm not even sure if Jimmy's going to play 70.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Draymond Green is going to be able to be healthy the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
So Kuminga, he should be part of the team and roster building they're doing this year, not a trade chip.
Yeah,
which is how they've portrayed it, at least through some reports.
Well, it doesn't even matter what they've said recently, because it was Steve Kerr that said, I don't know how to play him with Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. Like, I don't know how to make this work. It's like, Okay.
Hmm.
You sunk at minimum, I forgot, was it 24 million? 20, I can't remember the exact number. But you sunk 20-something million dollars into, oh, well, we needed the trade chip.
Hmm. And maybe
it's just, maybe it's just weird, him, man.
Maybe they know what they're doing.
And that's the thing. And that's the most frustrating thing for me is it always seems to. Mm. It always seems to work. Mm. And so I can't, in one sense, this is a unique situation, though, because he doesn't want to be there. You know that. You don't want him there. He knows that. And if the Jordan Poole situation hadn't existed, I'd be like, all right, this is a championship team. You can probably get through anything. I understand the situations aren't, you know, 1v1. They're very different. But it is a distraction. And Steph has made his expectations clear. Draymond was far more measured in his response to the Jonathan Kuminga stuff than I imagined he would be. Very disappointed in Draymond Green for that. And Jimmy was too. Like, Jimmy was really measured with that. And so it's like, okay, like, I guess we'll just see what happens. I saw Dr. David say earlier, because I said, I we're not done hearing about Jonathan Kuminga. You know, as much as the reporters were like, finally, it's over. It's like, nah, dog, it's not. Like, you could argue it's just beginning. Mm-hmm. And Dr. David was like, yeah, it's not over for the Warriors, but it might be over for the Kings. I think Dr. David is right. Mm-hmm. I do think it is over for the Kings. I don't think there's a conversation. I mean, I'm sure Scott Perry will call. I'm sure Scott Perry has already called. I'm sure Scott Perry will continue to call. I just don't think that's going to go their way unless something happens to their roster where a Malik Monk is desperately needed.
I think
or a player, because I don't know how the Kings offer changes.
Right.
A player like Malik Monk is desperately needed.
I think that it is over for the Kings when it comes to Kuminga. The one caveat that I'll use is when you talk about trading him potentially in January, close to the trade deadline, depending on what's going on with the Kings, now you get into a situation where you may be getting three teams in there. Because if the Kings are not in contention, or it's just, you know, it's time to move on from DeMar DeRozan,
mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing out teams. Maybe Cleveland, the Warriors, and the Kings work on a three-teamer that gets J.K. here, gets DeMar to Cleveland, and gets George Niang to the Cavs.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't even know. I think he's in Atlanta.
Shout out George. Now, George was just traded, wasn't he? Like, not recent, but like this offseason?
Maybe. I think he's on the Hawks. Who he play for?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He's on the Hawks. But I say that to say now that may happen. Now that may be a scenario that it doesn't feel like the Kings were necessarily interested in this summer, as far as moving off DeMar DeRozan like that. So that's the one caveat. But I do understand and agree with. I think this is done for the Kings as far as trying to get Kuminga.
He's back to Utah. George Niang, for those that just couldn't let it go, George Niang is back in Utah. He was with Atlanta, obviously, but he's back
this offseason. I think he got
he did, yeah, yeah, in July.
Yeah.
Let me close this tab on Dominic Pooney.
Shout out Dominic Pooney. Do work this, today, big dog. Do work.
My Safari browser after a show is a mess. And there's like 50 tabs. There's already like 7 tabs open with like 49ers, Rams stuff, all of these different things. But when we get so if I had just left, there's Dominic Pooney's, where did he play in college? Or what position did he play in college? Now there's the George Niang search. Oh, and here's the Kyle Shanahan Google image search, trying to find an image from the Jaguars game.
What was the other thing I was going to say? Dang, I just remembered it too. In respect to the Kings.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you think about it, it has become clear from some of the tweets coming out of practice The free throws have not gotten better.
With that, okay, we can go right there and we can talk. They did the free throw thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Jersey Watch was going down, for me at least. And
oh, that was Dennis that missed that. Come on, Dennis.
Drew Eubanks, and you might be able to see it right now. Drew Eubanks was in what I perceive to be the second unit, gray jersey, and Maxine Raynon was in the blue, kind of third string jersey, along with Devin Carter.
All right, let's see here.
That was yesterday, though.
We got jerseys here that I'm trying to make. That looks like TD.
What jersey TD got on?
TD got the white one on.
Okay, all right. All
thankfully,
right.
Devin's just wearing a practice shirt, thankfully. Okay. Oh, no, I lost the video. Sorry, hang on. I'm looking for more jerseys. Nate got the white.
Do they have the blue one
Malik
out there
got
today?
The white. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, yesterday they had the blue joint.
And Max. Yeah, Max got the white again. Or gray. Mac, white, gray, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yesterday they had the
And
the
Dennis 13. Is practicing in a beanie.
He put a beanie on. He had long sleeve quarter zip.
He's got that on now too. I can't tell if it's a quarter zip, but he's got the long sleeve. Man,
I don't understand.
It's like Dennis looks like he's on a weight cut.
just play
in fact,
for months.
Okay, you want to talk about examining video? Dennis is gassed. I don't know what is going on in this practice, but Dennis is absolutely gassed. He missed his free throw. They did their run. Then he sat on the basket extension. He probably needs water. It looks like he absolutely...
Get this man some water.
He absolutely looks like he's doing a weight cut for an upcoming fight. And his shoes are tan, so it looks like he might be playing in Timberlands.
Dennis playing in the beanie is crazy. I don't understand.
He is clearly, it absolutely looks like Dennis is trying to lose weight. You've got to see this clip. I just retweeted it.
There are guys, I see him right now, he's exhausted. He's not even on the line, right?
He's completely gassed.
He's not even
gassed
on the line. It's been a tough day for Dennis.
Oh, great. What a bust of a signing this was.
I never understood, maybe because I sweat a lot, but I never understood how guys play basketball in sweats and long sleeves.
Well, but those are basketball sweats, though. He's not wearing sweatpants.
He's wearing, I don't care.
No, I understand.
I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, some people like to...
Like I said, maybe because I sweat too much.
Well, I like to sweat, though. Like I don't crack the garage door, turn the little portable air thing on. Let it get muggy in here.
I do too.
I want a pile of sweat below the bike.
But yeah, but when you're running around like and you have sweats and stuff on like that, at some point, at least for me, like that hot energy doesn't get out and it just makes my whole body hot.
That hot energy doesn't get out.
No, the pores. It just circulates back into the pores, and now
I don't think
I'm spontaneously about to combust.
I think you're safe. Doesn't sweat cool the body off?
It does, but it has nowhere to go. It has nowhere to go when the sweat's and the long sleeve is on. So
it has no escape.
It circulates back into your pores.
I do think your shirts have, like, they're breathable. Maybe. Like the stuff that... Dennis is wearing is breathable.
Yeah.
Though he does look like he's gonna die, so this could all be I'm glad we watched that video all the way to the end. Because Dennis, for those who haven't seen it, or radio, so Dennis finishes, he misses the free throw. And when I say he runs, we're being very, very generous. So everybody gets to the line, everybody's standing here on the line, and Dennis is behind like
poor guy was out of it.
Dennis is like, I signed up in the wrong
Shout out
place.
To Drew Eubanks. He made both of his free throws.
I saw that.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Saw that. Y'all was killing Drew Eubanks, and look at him.
He looked like he's going to be in a rotation. I guess I was wrong.
I have no clue what's happening, man. I have no clue.
I'd throw Max out there, though.
I'd like to see Max. I mean, Max got the jersey on, right?
Well, yeah, but that was today. They didn't have a blue jersey today. Yesterday, they had a blue jersey.
Well, what's the blue jersey mean?
It's like third string.
Well, what's the jersey he's wearing right now? Because he's got the same jersey Malik has.
Yeah, but today, everybody has either just the regular practice jerseys. Yesterday, I'm not saying this is an exact science, but it looked like what it was. The starters had the black jerseys on. The bench guys had they flipped it over and had the white side on.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys who aren't going to play much or even make the team were on the blue jerseys.
Oh, I see.
It was Max.
This is blue.
Yeah.
Max was blue.
It was Max, Devin. It was that one point guard from Summer League.
Why they even gave Devin a jersey?
Come on, man.
Isaac, who? What?
Come on.
Oh, that man has done nothing to me. Absolutely nothing.
I forgot the who did he play? Did he play with? I think he played with Neat Clifford in college somewhere. But he was on the summer league team. He was in the blue jersey, and yeah, Neat was in the white jersey, and so was Eubanks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we know they did 5-on-5. Actually, hold on. Let me see if I can.
You imagine being like a fringe NBA guy or whatever, and you're listening to the local radio show, and you're like, oh, man, this is a thing. I just wish maybe they'll get to talk to me, and then, oh, they're about to. I'm this guy's about to talk to me. It's like, oh, yeah, that one two-way player. It's the best we did for you, pal.
Come on, man. Come on. You're right. I got to find his name.
So
man.
This looks like Domas, Keegan, Zach. These are starters. These are absolutely starters.
From yesterday?
No, this is today.
Oh, today.
This was minutes ago.
Okay.
This was before the Dennis almost died shooting free throws. but it's not bar for bar though, because that's DeMar, that's Domas, that's Keegan, there's Dennis.
Isaiah Stevens.
Yes.
Isaiah Stevens.
We know your name, Isaiah.
Shout out Isaiah Stevens, man.
We'll
big
you
up
legend
Steve,
on this
man.
Show, Isaiah.
Born in the year 2000. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. There's Malik. There's Malik. That looks like Malik, Keon, Max, Neek. I'm missing a player, but I can't find him.
You on Hammer?
Yeah.
On Hammer's thing?
Pause.
So it's...
Definitely. Definitely.
No, pause.
Definitely.
I'm missing black team. Oh. I'm seeing Dennis, Sabonis.
Oh, I think it's Eubanks. I think he just ran. I think that was Eubanks that just ran in front of the camera. No, is he number 20? Or was it? Maybe that's not number 20.
Eubanks is not on the court in the video I'm seeing.
Yeah, but maybe I'm seeing the.
There's Isaac Jones. Zach
Levine.
Oh
yeah, there's Eubanks over there.
Isaac Jones, Zach Levine, DeMontis Sabonis, Dennis Schroeder, and DeMar DeRozan, going up against Neat Clifford, Malik Monk. Max.
Yeah, there's Max.
Keon and Sarge.
Oh, there's Sarge. Okay, yeah, there he is. Okay, I got you. Yeah, Eubanks is on the other side, but he's in that same uniform. Mm-hmm. So Eubanks and Sarge are playing. Get used to it, Kings fans. We'll come back. Trista Crick joins us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, a couple of things. We want to get back to the Kings. I haven't forgotten. Actually took note. We wanted to bring up the video because it's been brought to our attention a couple of times. For those that are watching, for those that aren't, we'll narrate it for you. Mac Jones walking in to SoFi Stadium today Let's break down Mac Jones's outfit. This has strong Ryan Clark vibes. He's got a suit on. The suit jacket is half black, half red. There is some sort of design, almost like a tire mark around the red part. The pants are black with red piping down the side. The absolute perfect length for a suit. A little he's got room to move. They're not overly tight.
He's also showing Achilles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Achilles. It's the perfect length. Like he's got the no-shows on. He looks like if I get close enough, pause. Oh yeah. He's got the Gucci horseshoes on. Mm-hmm. He's got the Gucci horseshoes on. And I don't like the jacket. I'm trying to. I like the attempt.
Don't either.
This is a strong attempt. I just don't like the jacket.
No, I like the fit. You know, I like the way it was tailored. It's perfect. It fits him well. I like the suit itself. I don't like the two-tone.
I just noticed that design that's on the side. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a second line of piping down his pants that have that same design. Well, I missed that on the first.
Good stuff. It's good stuff.
I mean, I like the creativity, but I don't overall like it.
We'll go out of 10. I'll give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. If the suit had been all black and maybe that tire mark design had been red, I'd go for that. I have trouble even when Ryan Clark does it. I don't love the 50-50 suit. Like, it looks weird to me.
Not really. And
I do like the pants, though. I like the pants a lot.
And if I had enough money where I could just get whatever.
Those shoes
suits
are nasty. Oh, yeah, those shoes are shoes bad.
It is the thing with the shoes. If I had enough money where I could just get suits that, like, all right, I already got the regular suits. Let me just try different stuff. Like, if I had that, I'd try a two-tone joint, but it's not really my thing.
The suit that I have for the Tapia's weddings, the extravaganza of the century, as Gorilla Monsoon would say, doesn't work with shoes like that. This is making me reconsider my entire outfit.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because those shoes are nasty.
They are.
Those shoes are bad.
They are.
But I can't change my outfit because Katie's already bought hers, so I can't. It would cause a crisis. A week from the wedding, it would cause a crisis. And you can't do that. Cannot do that.
So yeah, we're ready. I don't think I'm showing Achilles. It's fall season, so I don't think I'm going to show Achilles. I'm going with the socks.
You're going with the socks?
Yeah, we're going with the socks. It's we're just going with the socks.
Okay.
I'll be wearing socks as well to my wedding.
Some people don't wear socks as the groom. They show that Achilles. That's what's in with some people right
Did
now.
Did you have the Achilles out when you acted like The Rock walking down the aisle at WrestleMania?
No, I can't remember. No.
That's not your look, even though you can wear it because you did it at the baby shower.
I did.
It was fire.
It works. I'm not against it in certain situations. You know, I'm just a little more traditional when it comes to those moments. A little more old school, that's all.
I understand. The suit that I have for Jesse's wedding is, it's a baggier suit. It's a like the jacket is cut, but it's a purposely more loose suit.
Gotcha.
It's more of a, I don't want to say cocktail attire type suit, but it's not a formal black, you know, like what Mac just had on.
Right. I hear you. Chris in the chatty house says he can't pull off showing Achilles.
Anybody can pull it off.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, if Mac Jones can pull it off, you can pull it off.
See, that's the thing, like with style, is Bill always jokes when I wear those pearls. He's like, I can't do it. I was like, yeah, you can. You just don't think you can. I can wear anything as long as I believe I can. Like, if I think I look good, I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
Like, my style is for me. Mm-hmm. It's 100% for me. And if you're like, oh, that's, you got on sweats and a jean jacket. You got on, yeah, just style. Mm-hmm. It's just mine. If you think you could do it, you absolutely can do it.
100%. It's like the great philosopher Sean Carter once said, what you eat don't make me what?
They use that a lot.
Because it's true. People need to recognize that. I don't care. Don't really care what you think. And you shouldn't really care my opinion on you. Because my opinion on you doesn't change what you do or have to do or have done.
I look horrible, but if you love it, I love it too.
That's it. You like it,
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's absolutely it. That is absolutely it. And I love, that's why I love some of Russ's stuff. Like, I love people who have unique styles. That's why I've never mind Kyle Kuzma and the way he dresses. Like, it's his, before he quit, it's his style.
So much pressure.
Yeah, it's pressure. Right, man.
Maybe he was asked about it, but if he wasn't, we didn't just show up in regular clothes. We didn't have to have the press release.
Guys, what do I wear? They're expecting it big today.
You said actually it was during the commercial break to remind you what's interesting with this Kings team.
This is why I say it's interesting. It's tough because right now I don't want to see this guy getting minutes over anybody that's potentially in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like to see Devin Carter with Doug Christie as the coach in a Doug Christie training camp.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the things that he talks about, a lot of things he talks about as far as picking up full court, being the spearheading the defense and the toughness, those are all things that are character traits of Devin Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think he's better than Malik Monk. I don't think he's better than Keon Ellis. And I don't want to see him play over those two guys. And I don't want to see those guys hurt. So now all of a sudden Devin Carter's got to step in. Like, I don't want any of that to happen. But for as because I'm not out on Devin Carter as an NBA player. I got a lot of questions that he hasn't answered in a positive way for me personally since we've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to give him a shot to see what he can, because I do see a 10-year NBA player in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Doug Christie and his philosophy would work perfect with Devin Carter. I just don't know if we're ever going to really see it.
Believe it or not, I agree. I think you're 100% correct. And if Doug can't get something out of Devin, I don't know if anybody can. Also, we said this a lot last year, and I do want to be fair to Devin in the sense that he's participating in his first NBA training camp right now. Mm-hmm. He did not have one last year. He was thrown into a horrible situation last year. And it really is many jokes as we've gotten off about Devin. He can't possibly be as bad as he's shown at different times. Mm-hmm. You said you saw some signs from him at the end of the year. I'll always trust your eyes more than mine, because I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I hope whatever you saw is that manifested multiple times over now with a clear, defined role for him, which I assume he will have, and a clear spot on this roster, whereas last year he's kind of thrown into the mix almost immediately. I think his first game might have been Doug's first game, or it was somewhere in that same time frame, because I don't think he ever played for Mike, because I remember using the line, the coach that he drafted him, he didn't even play him for.
Right.
I don't think there's any thought that Devin's going to have to go to the G League at some point this year. Like, he's an NBA player. That was to get his legs under him because of the absence of a training camp, because of the absence of the start of the season. It's like, man, you need to go play basketball. You're not ready for this.
Right.
Well, you've been playing basketball. You've got a training camp. And I think, again, all jokes aside, Devin will be a significantly better player than he was last year. What does that ultimately mean, though? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much we're going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Like I said, the way the roster is set up and the people that are on this roster in front of them today, who knows what happens, you know, years from now. But today, I don't think Devin is a better option than those guys.
Those guys being Keon
and Malik.
Malik.
Yeah. And, I just don't know how often we're going to see it. But I every time I hear Doug talk about picking up 94 feet, level of toughness, guarding the basketball, I think of Devin Carter and what he's able to do. I'm like, man, this will be great for him. Mm-hmm. This will be great for him. And I know he was an older rookie. You know, maybe he benefits from just kind of learning the game, being under Doug Christie for an entire year. You may not get a lot of gameplay, but being in these practices, learning how things go, fighting through some stuff, and maybe somebody that second half of the season, if you make a deal at the trade deadline, maybe even this is really, really long-term play, maybe even next season, he'll be ready to go. I just, just kind of what we talked about. I just think he's a really good fit for what Doug Christie is looking for, particularly at that guard spot defensively.
Maybe the biggest wild card on the team? Or is that Max?
I'm going to say Max because I see Max getting more of an opportunity.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.